You may remember the November 19th, 2011 takeover of Franklin School at 13th and K Streets by Free Franklin, supported by Occupy DC. On the 12th of July, the defendants from the civil disobedience case who had taken their cases to trial, having been convicted but received sentences only of a $50 payment to the Victims of Crimes Fund, 5 days suspended jail time, and 3 months unsupervised probation, gathered in front of Franklin School to speak about the occupation of the site of the former Franklin Shelter for the Homeless that former Mayor Fenney closed in 2008.
This is about the people versus the money. We are on K Street, where what used to be the Franklin Homeless Shelter is in back of us. K Street, of course, is where the billions of dollars come in to corrupt the people who pretend to be our leaders. And so I guess they figured that that was a bad place to have regular people or homeless people or people who don't have a lot of money running around. So they decided to close the Franklin Shelter. The Franklin Shelter, on one rainy September day in 2008, was suddenly closed at 6 a.m. The people driven out into the street, many of them without their belongings, while police with megaphones shouted at people to stay away, and people not knowing what to do stayed in the rain the entire weekend. Many of them without their gear, many of them losing a lot of their possessions on the way, but that didn't matter, of course, because they were people who without a lot of money, and we decided that we were going to reopen the Franklin Shelter.
Yeah.
And we were up there, as we have admitted in court. We dropped the incriminating banner, as we admitted in court. And the reaction of the crowd below when we did that was tremendous. We knew we had done the right thing. When we heard the cheers and the applause, and I guess the hope from the crowd that once again, as was done in 2002 and 2003, we would be able to open this shelter in the middle of the city. When the police came, we still had a crowd. The reaction was very endearing. Everything from people throwing themselves under fire engines to standing in front of fire engines to, once we were taken off the roof, throwing themselves on the hoods of the paddy wagon. We waited about 8 months for a trial.
We were found guilty of unlawful entry today. And I think that despite the fact that that was probably a direct result of the fact that our judge did us a grave disservice in not allowing us to fully use the good faith belief argument that we actually, the 13 of us originally, actually believed that we had a right, that we had the authority of the community to enter this building, this publicly owned building.
And unfortunately, the jury followed instructions, as people still are doing today. People are following way too many instructions from a government that has shown itself both incompetent and undeserving to rule.
I think that we used our right to a jury trial the way that it's supposed to be used, which was to get the information and get to the root of the problem that we were discussing to people that otherwise would not have been exposed to it. And even though we were found guilty of unlawful entry, I believe that the only thing we're guilty of is that we went into the Franklin School, previously the Franklin Shelter, on November 19th, and pointed out to the DC government that they're not doing their job by refusing to meet the needs of the community. And I believe that that's the real reason why we were found guilty and slapped on the wrist with 3 months of probation, no community service, because we already serve our community, and $50 for the Victims of Crime Fund, which I'm happy to pay into. But also know that I'm doing my part to prevent that real crimes happen, which is the crimes of corruption in government, the crimes of the fact that, you know, corporations and private developers are prioritized in our city versus low-income people, in particular low-income people of color. So I'm really proud to have been part of the 13 people that helped to bring this issue to light. And though specifically we were here at this historic building that stands as a beam of hope for the hundreds upon hundreds of homeless men that used its services before, I believe that the real issue is that the Franklin School is just one of the many buildings in our city that aren't being used to meet the needs of the community. And so until that happens, I hope that more people take the example of, instead of waiting for solutions from above, from elected officials who clearly aren't listening to their constituents, that they show, but that they, you know, invoke, action, and that they model what they want to see the city be like.
I myself was not happy with the guilty verdict. It was clear to me that at least four people on the jury were in our favor, did believe in what we were doing, and didn't believe that we had broken any laws whatsoever, even in the system's belief of what the crime was that we had committed. I do feel that due to the judge constantly stopping us from saying what we had to say, trying to stop us from getting our political beliefs, and also her very strict telling of what the jury could and could not deliberate about, I think affected our affected the jury's decision, and pretty much set us up to get a guilty verdict. I feel that this is just one of the many problems going on in D.C. right now and across the country, where too many times the system is scared to allow people to empower themselves, get the politics out, allow themselves to go out there, take the steps they need to take when the government doesn't.
And I find it very hard to believe that they are going to successfully sell this building to a developer. I think the resistance of the people will prevent that from happening. The people will fight that. So until it's back as a homeless shelter where it belongs, it's probably going to stay abandoned, a symbol of the stupidity of government.